Hi, Beowulf here with Justice Matters. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they are here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. And that takes time. It takes effort. Angie, however, has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie and connect with and hire skilled professionals that you need to get the job done well. Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and in your specific area, right in your neighborhood. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and website is free to use. Angie.com, that's A-N-G-I, Angie.com. It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. Many people believe Michael Cohen's testimony will be the most damaging to Donald Trump at his New York trial for falsifying business records. Glenn says, actually, the testimony of Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal may be even worse for him than Michael Cohen.
So, friends, we're about to enter week three of Donald Trump's first criminal trial, his first of four. Week one was jury selection. Week two was the first week of trial testimony. And week three might see the testimony of Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels. And that could be some of the most damning evidence in the eyes of the jury, even if it's not the most directly incriminating evidence on the 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. But let's start with the new reporting. This from USA Today. Headline, Trump trial schedule, latest on the trial and what you should expect this week. And that article begins, former President Donald Trump's hush money trial is on break Monday, but court will reconvene Tuesday morning. Although the jurors and lawyers typically gather on Monday mornings, Judge Juan Merchan ruled last week that there would be no proceedings Monday. Trump faces 34 counts of falsifying business records to disguise the hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels that allegedly constituted an illegal campaign contribution. Here is what to know as Trump's trial continues into week three. Week two ended during third witness testimony. Jurors heard from three witnesses last week. First, David Pecker, former head of the National Enquirer's parent company, testified about how he used the publication to write positive stories about Trump and prevent negative stories about him from coming out during his 2016 presidential campaign. His testimony and cross-examination spanned 3 days. He also said his editor-in-chief believed Stormy Daniels' story about an alleged sexual encounter in 2006, which Donald Trump denies. Put a pin in that, friends. Trump's former executive assistant, Rona Graff, made a brief appearance on the witness stand Friday. When court wrapped for the week, the prosecution was questioning Gary Faro, former senior managing director at First Republic Bank. Faro, who was former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen's banker in 2016, could be used to bring in email evidence about the payment to Daniels. CNN reported Cohen used money from his home equity line to cover Daniels' payment, and an email from a First Republic Bank employee confirmed the transfer.
Coming up next, Glenn explains why the upcoming testimony of Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels may severely damage Trump at his New York trial. This is Justice Matters.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Donald Trump is claiming he never had relationships with adult film star Stormy Daniels or Playboy playmate Karen McDougal. When they take the stand at his trial, will they be able to prove Trump is lying? Here's Glenn.
So friends, why do I say the testimony of Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels might end up being some of the most damning evidence in the eyes of the jury? Because after all, Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels didn't falsify business records. And remember, that's what Donald Trump is indicted for. Those are the criminal charges. 34 counts of felony falsification of business records to try to gain unfair advantage in the 2016 presidential election. Falsifying business records that represent violations of campaign finance laws. Now, neither Karen McDougal nor Stormy Daniels falsified those business records, so they're not directly incriminating in their testimony. But here's the thing, friends. The trial is about to pit Donald Trump against Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels. You just heard Donald Trump in that USA Today reporting maintain he had no encounter, no relationship with Stormy Daniels. And in fact, he's always maintained he had no relationship with Karen McDougal. Now, remember, he paid these women hundreds of thousands of dollars in combination to keep them quiet, to keep them from telling their stories about their encounter and their relationship with him. And yet he is maintaining they're all just absolutely false stories. Never happened. You know, a man could go broke paying off people that he didn't have a relationship with. But as I say, this trial will now pit Donald Trump against Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels. Did you see Karen McDougal's interview with Anderson Cooper? She talked about her 10-month-long relationship with Donald Trump. She talked about how she was in love with him and he was in love with her. And goodness knows what those two talked about during those 10 months, but we're about to hear whatever Donald Trump said to Karen McDougal that might potentially be relevant to this case. We're going to hear from Karen McDougal about that. And the jury will draw all important credibility determinations about who's telling the truth, Karen McDougal or Donald Trump and his lawyers, who will, you know, demonize these women as, I guess, being liars, even though Donald Trump was in a conspiracy with David Pecker and Michael Cohen to pay off Karen McDougal and then went on to pay off Stormy Daniels in yet another conspiracy when David Pecker said, "Bank is closed. I paid off a doorman for a story. I paid off Karen McDougal for a story," all to help Donald Trump in his election, all to help Donald Trump avoid deeply damaging information from coming out and hurting his candidacy. But he wouldn't do it for Stormy Daniels, so that's when Michael Cohen took out a line of credit on his home and paid off Stormy Daniels at the direction of and for the benefit of Donald Trump. And Donald Trump started writing Michael Cohen reimbursement checks, disguising them as payment for legal services, falsifying business records. So if the jury believes the testimony of Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels about their encounters and their relationship with Donald Trump, those jurors are going to be looking at Donald Trump and saying to themselves, he can't even admit his relationships that he ended up paying these women hundreds of thousands of dollars to keep quiet? He can't even admit to those. This man, his stock in trade is deception, is concealment, is lying. And even though the evidence is not directly relevant to falsifying business records, the criminal charges in the case, it is going to be deeply damaging because, friends, you've heard me say, I'm not a betting man. I'm not a high roller. $1 is my betting limit. I'll put the full buck on the jury believing both Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels, in part because Donald Trump felt compelled to enter into a criminal conspiracy to cover up the information they had by paying them each in excess of $100,000. Who does that if he doesn't have a relationship with those women? And this jury will see Donald Trump and his lawyers attack these women on cross-examination, demean them, you know, and they will be drawing all important information from that testimony about who Donald Trump is and what he does and how, even when he's caught red-handed, he can't bring himself to be even minimally honest, truthful, forthcoming. So their testimony may not be directly incriminating on the falsifying business records front, but it will be extremely damning in the eyes of the jury. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with y'all again tomorrow.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.